Hey, what's going on, y'all? This your boy, Loco Rico the Prophet, coming up from that north side. Three fingers up, trigger, trigger, bang, bang. You already know what it be. Hey, this is Real Trill, the podcast. Hey, we're going to hit this subject right quick. I don't know if y'all heard about your boy Nas, but your boy's doing big business. Nas is more than just music. And that goes with a lot of hip-hop artists that are out here today. You know, he's over here right now, got a major deal on the table with Amazon for a $1.1 billion deal. As far as on the investment that he put into, as far as that judges from even Shark Tank didn't even want to put their money into. So that shows you right there in the world today that one idea might not be the best thing for everybody else, but it might catch somebody else's eye. Now, we're talking about artists all the way around the books, but right now our focus is Nas. Yes, Jay-Z, Puff Daddy, 50 Cent, all of these artists today that came from the street today as known as thugs and everything else have became into bigger and better things. Business-like individuals. They took those street smarts and those book smarts and they put it into one pot and they have made something happen. Now you're looking at Nas right here, been in the cut, just been chilling, and took this intelligent mind of his as a poet that we know him to be, and now has a $1.1 million deal down with Amazon. And with that company, if you don't know the name of the company, it's called Ring. Ring is a video surveillance doorbell company that was on Shark Tank. So, you know, when you look at that, with your hands automatically within stakes in Lyft, Dropbox, Mass Appeal, Genius, and a restaurant chain called Sweet Chick, it's like, it's bananas. So, give me your opinion, everybody, as far as putting your hands into all these different cookie jars. You know, do you feel like sometimes that can be a little bit too much as an entrepreneur these days, as far as putting all your hands into so many cookie jars at once? Or, you know, should you just focus on one thing and then go to and take that one thing that you're great at and just bounce to other genres? Or do you always think that you shouldn't always put your cookies all into one jar and be able to spread them out and see what works for you best? You know, sometimes it works differently for people. So I definitely want to hear your comments, questions, everything else. You know, Loco Rico the Prophet here to hear the streets talk, but that's our main thing today. Is selling your business always the best move also? You know, do you feel like if your business was out there and you're making millions of dollars already off your business and a company sees potential in you and says, hey, you know, we want to buy you, just like Coca-Cola did with 50 Cent with vitamin water? They bought him out. Oh, boom, he took that check. Now, are you going to take the check or are you going to run that business? You know, you're going to sell what you created with your hard hands and money or what? You know, it's all that sweat and tears, baby. It's all about sweat and tears at the end of the day. So you let me know. We're going to listen to a little bit of jams or whatever like that. I'm going to play some music, you know, through these next couple of casts. And I really want to hear your comments about that. But that's just one piece of news for today is with Nas. Nas is doing big things in the industry today. And shout out to everybody in the industry that's doing major moves. From the indie artists, everybody that did their thing in South by Southwest. I heard it was amazing. We definitely wish I could have made it out there for that. And, you know, everybody just around the world, keep pushing towards your dreams. This is a proof in the fact that dreams are liable to come true. Much love. Salute.